You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Carbon tax is now coming to world shipping, with the International Maritime Organization, a UN agency, setting targets for net zero carbon emissions by 2050, and the European Union already deciding to charge tax from inbound and inbound shipping from 2027. Founder of Global Trade Research Initiative, Ajay Srivastava, in a note said, quote, "Both these measures will lead to an increase of 3% to 4% in costs of export and import products globally, amounting to $600 to $800 billion annually," unquote. Around 80% of the world merchandise trade, valued at $20 trillion, takes place through 6,400 cargo ships. The shipping industry contributes 3% of the greenhouse gas emissions annually using fossil fuels like number oil, the note said. In the industry sector, online food delivery platform Swiggy acquired Chennai-based Lynx Logistics, a tech-led FMCG retail distribution company, this week from Ramco Cements and other promoters of Ramco Group of Companies in a share swap deal. With this acquisition, Swiggy enters the country's food and grocery retail market, which is amongst the world's largest and fastest growing, estimated at $570 billion in size and expected to grow at 8% year-on-year. Avendus Capital was the sole financial advisor to Link and its shareholders on this transaction. In a regulatory filing, Ramco Cements said it will sell over 499.5 million equity shares held by it in Link to Bundle Technologies, which operates under the Swiggy brand. Meanwhile, Taiwan's Foxconn this week said that it has plans to apply for incentives that India is offering under its semiconductor manufacturing policy, a day after the company parted ways with Vedanta on a $19.5 billion chip-making joint venture. The company said that Foxconn is committed to India and sees the country successfully establishing a robust semiconductor manufacturing system. Foxconn withdrew from its semiconductor JV with Indian Metals to Oil conglomerate Vedanta earlier this week, in a setback to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's chip-making plans for India. Foxconn said on Tuesday there was recognition from both sides that the project was not moving fast enough and there were other challenging gaps we were not able to smoothly overcome, without sharing details. In some more industry news, Tata Group, India's largest conglomerate, is close to an agreement to acquire an Apple Inc. supplier's factory as soon as August, marking the first time a local company would move into the assembly of iPhones, according to people familiar with the matter, reported Bloomberg. A takeover of the Wistron Corp factory in southern Karnataka state, potentially valued at more than $600 million, would cap about a year of negotiations, said the people, asking not to be named as the matter is private. The facility employs more than 10,000 workers who assemble the latest iPhone 14 model. Wistron has committed to ship iPhones worth at least $1.8 billion from the factory in the fiscal year through March 2024 to win state-backed financial incentives, the people said. It also planned to triple the plant's workforce by next year. Tata is set to honor these commitments as Wistron exits the iPhone business in India. Moving on, India and the US are committed to develop and support the global hydrogen ecosystem to make affordable, low-carbon hydrogen globally by 2030, new and renewable energy secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla said on this week. Addressing the US-India Energy Summit Partnership for a Sustainable Future, Bhalla said, quote, "Recognizing the importance of diversified and resilient clean energy supply chains for the energy transition, we are working together to eliminate exposures to disruption," unquote. India and the US are working towards rapidly deploying clean energy at scale, build economic prosperity, and help achieve global climate goals, he said. Over to technology. The Twitter clone Threads, that is powered by Instagram and is a part of that platform, crossed the 100 million sign-up mark in just 5 days, according to a tracker, Quibr Quantitative. This text-based app was launched on June 6th. Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, confirmed the achievement via a post on Threads. He said, quote, "100 million people signed up for Threads in 5 days. I'm not sure I can wrap my mind around that fact. It's insane. I can't make sense of it," unquote. Notably, the growth is enormous since the app is yet to be launched in the European Union. It is being delayed in EU over privacy concerns. Lastly, ESAF Small Finance Bank has resubmitted its preliminary papers to the Securities and Exchange Board of India for an initial public offering aiming to raise Rs. 629 crore. The bank has cut the issue size, now consisting of fresh equity shares worth Rs. 486.74 crore and an offer for sale of Rs. 142.3 crore. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.